You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This tailor in the Metro Detroit area from Livonia had the contract for a lot of police, fire, all that. He would fit their work uniforms. One guy came forward saying, hey, this guy got way too touchy-feely with me during a fitting. And then more and more men came forward to say, oh my God, he grabbed my balls too, or he stroked my penis, or whatever it was.
Yes, a lot of stroking.
Now this guy is working his way through the court, and a couple of the guys testified against him yesterday. And here's the latest on what happened from WJBK Fox 2. Let's take a listen in.
Case number 1800-7342.
Multiple charges against 58-year-old Maji Mohammed Wazni, accused of sexually assaulting numerous men as he fitted them for work uniforms at Ali Brothers of Livonia, where they specialize in tailoring for law enforcement, the military, and postal workers. Two of the victims on this day confronting Wazni in court.
We go in there as a grown man, and never in my life would I think that you'd be violated like that. It'll stay with me forever.
I've learned that sexual predators can be anywhere, and they do not fit a stereotype. Victims are not just children or women or people under the influence or in a dark alley at night.
The men telling the court they've been laughed at for being victims of sexual assault. The judge telling them they have nothing to be ashamed of.
They should know that they did the right thing by reporting this to law enforcement.
As for Wazni, he was sentenced to 5 years probation with 6 months on house arrest, and he must register as a sex offender.
My client is under the care of a psychologist at this point in time, and we do expect there will be rehabilitation in this case.
Wazni, who was accompanied by an interpreter, did not address the court, but his victims had plenty to say.
Never did I think as a grown man I would be taken advantage of, to leave victims humiliated, dumbfounded, and shocked. Perhaps he hoped that those feelings would keep the victims from reporting his actions. This time he was wrong. Predators can strike anywhere, in broad daylight, in a public place, while being employed and working. My hope is that victims of all ages, gender, speak out and report these crimes.
What's amazing is that it was apparently going on for quite some time,
years.
And it was working for this guy that no one was coming forward.
Yeah. Because as a man, there's a sense of shame there. I mean, I guess it's for men and women. Absolutely, there's a sense of shame. But it's so unmanly to say another man touched me.
You know what's crazy, too, that
I think this guy's really lucky nobody got super aggressive with him.
Well, I've always said that I thought that, like, a predator is able to size someone up
and see if they're a good victim.
And that's what it is. And so, like, the Marine that comes in to get fitted, who's like an alpha male,
probably not the one.
He doesn't do that to them, you know, but for some reason he gets a vibe from somebody that he can get away with it. And obviously he must have just misread it one time because it was one dude.
Well, one dude started
it.
It
was one dude at first, but it always takes the one guy to come forward. And then like the floodgates kind of opened up on this guy.
Yeah.
You know,
do you think that's enough? 5 years probation, 6 months house arrest.
I don't know.
He just, but he's,
at the same,
as long as he's not doing that anymore.
He just was grabbing stuff over top of pants. I mean, I know it's terrible. I know it's awful. But at least, I mean, they've got him.
And he's done.
Yeah, he's not
doing it anymore.
Right. I mean, there are probably a lot of people that have done like a lot worse to people and have got the same sentence. You know what I mean? Sentencing is weird.
It's assault, but it could have been much worse.
Yeah. Sentencing is always a weird thing.
Yeah.
But the main thing is it's finally over, right? Those years of him being inappropriate are done.
It's awkward to have to translate all the terrible things that people were saying to him.
Yeah. Yeah,
the guy's like,
he says you're a sick bastard. He didn't appreciate the touch of penis. Yeah. Says you're a very sick predator. He did not appreciate the touching of their balls. The pants are too tight. He's a sick man. Hopefully, you'll get the help that you need. You're very gross. He has hoped you have bad punishment.
They're still the worst job. The pervert translator.
Right.
Yeah. The worst.
He was sort of like...
He was, dude. He was, like, breaking really terrible news
to him. Because he, like, think about it. So I'm the guy they hired as a translator, and I gotta be Johnny Touches Your Dick is my client?
Right. Right, but he also has to, like, so the victims are, like, giving their statements, and then this guy right in his ear has to be like,
he says they think you're a piece of garbage. They hate you. They want to kill you. They hope you die. You know, it's an odd.
Firefighter texted saying, used to get uniforms there. Guys would always talk about a tailor getting a little too friendly.
Isn't that funny? Just going on for years, yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
But at the same time, no one just socked him.
Yeah, and I think, too, though, that, like,
he had a way about it, too, I think.
Yeah.
One of those jobs, you know, you might not, like, I've never had tailored pants. I mean, I think one time I had a tux where they
did
my inseam.
Yeah. So you wouldn't know.
Like, so you don't really know. And like, a lot of guys wouldn't know the process of it.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think.
I think old school, they would, like, literally move it out of the way to get it.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. I've never encountered anyone in all the times I've had to get fitted for tuxes for
Dallas. I think this guy would do the...
Yeah, he'd gently... Like
the well, that's what they were saying, right?
Gentle stroke.
Backhand.
Yeah.
Back of the fingers.
And we had talked to a few of the guys that actually... A few times the story had come up, some of the guys that had gone to him for fittings had called in, and you know, some of them didn't realize anything, and others were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He touched it. But at least he's not doing it anymore. Whether that sentence is justified or not, he's out of it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A bizarre customer meltdown captured on cell phone video shows a woman throwing bottles, sweeping item off shelves before she just walks up to the counter and then tries to pay for some stuff. Like she lost her mind, destroyed the place, and then continued to try and check out.
I love that.
Another day in New Jersey. Here's the story on this one from NBC4 in New York.
Oh my God.
I don't need any of this. I don't want any of that.
Aisle clearing customer meltdown caught on camera.
That's crazy, nuts.
She wanted Pringles.
It happened at 8:30 a.m. at this convenience store in Harrison. No one seems to know why this woman was so angry, but she's seen first throwing bottles out of the fridge. Then she clears the aisles. Employees Sprinkles. Confront her, but the woman continues her tantrum.
Please stop.
That's something, you know, you don't just normally do. You don't just wake up one day and you just go into the store and just knock everything down.
Customers yell at her as she tosses 5-hour energies on the ground. Then she calmly stands at the counter like nothing ever happened. Eventually, she walks out to her car and peels out as she races off. Fortunately,
this is
she
just
didn't
how someone lives her life.
That is. That's every day.
Now, that is. Police, they say they still don't know what's behind that rampage. One thing they do know is the woman's license plate number. They're
is
working
she?
On tracking her down.
They don't know
Michael
yet.
Harrison, Michael
we
Sorsa,
need to know.
News from New York.
I don't think you
can
do.
You help us identify this huge bitch.
Can you help us identify this psychopath?
This she complete wanted psycho. To buy Pringles and a bottle of vitamin water.
Yeah.
That's, she went down the wrong way of the road, too, there. She was in, like, a weird lane that she wasn't supposed to be in.
She doesn't care. No. That chick doesn't care.
That's wild.
No. She's having a bad day.
They'll find her pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they have her license plate, thankfully. I mean, I guess you're charged with the disturbance or...
She needs to get on
destruction
some medication.
Of property.
Yeah, well, I would assume she is.
Brain a little bit.
And it's just not... It's either stopped working or she... Did the classic move.
Went off of it. Thought she was
I don't need those anymore. I feel fine.
I feel great.
I'm fine. I don't need to take my special meds.
And then you knock everything over, drive down a wrong way street.
Yeah. I feel like folks like James who have worked at those convenience stores or gas stations, they see stuff like this from time to time. Like you get, it attracts, it's open in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I don't know what it is that attracts psychopaths or meth heads or what to those locations.
You see the,
the convenience, it's just the convenience open. Of it.
Yeah, people come in and trash the stores and stuff. I never actually had any of that happen to me, unless it was somebody who was pissed off. Like I've made some people upset where they've knocked over a display of candy bars, but I've never had a rando come in and just start destroying the store.
Yeah. No.
Like the other people in the gas station or whatever it was like, they were like going nuts on her too.
I know.
One lady was like,
"Where
is
it?" There's an old guy yelling at her.
Is that what it was? It was an old man?
Yeah. Customers was it a lady or a man?
I couldn't tell.
Oh, it could have been
honestly,
a lady.
Late night gas station stuff.
You said the customers would get more involved?
Yeah, the customers will get more involved than what the employees will, because usually the store policies are don't get involved, like just let it be, deal with it once the person gets out of the store, just call the police.
It's just smart.
So then the customers, like, they want to, like, body slam the people that are doing stuff or want to fight the people that are stealing beer or whatever. And we have to be like, just calm down, man. Don't even worry about it.
It's so unusual. She paid.
Yeah, it is weird.
Calmly paid.
Well, she probably thought, like, oh, I can't. That's less of a crime.
Yeah, if I steal it.
No, guys, are thinking she's thinking. She's not thinking. That was just her brain, whatever was firing at the time. So it was telling her to throw bottles around. It was telling her to knock stuff over. And then she was like, oh, yeah, I should pay for this.
And did they actually ring her up?
Down.
Did they ring her up? It looked,
I don't know if they did or not. It didn't show that in the video.
Because I've been like, you going to go clean that crap up? I would have used some other language.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I would have been like, get out of here. Like, I'm not selling you those Pringles.
I wonder what she would have done.
Yeah.
Hopefully she would have went even crazier.
Stabbed James 12 times in the chest.
Yeah, like, James.
I wake up every morning and I think I'm going to take a swan dive out of my bedroom window, lady. You're going to come in here. Yeah. You're going to crash my gas station.
What you would out crazy the
That's
crazy.
It. James always trumps. James always going to trump the crazy.
Oh, yeah, bitch.
Yeah. You think those sour cream and onion Pringles is worth it? Try me, bitch. Yeah. Try me. You're going to go over there. You're going to clean up every single one of those bottles of shampoo you just knocked down. You're going to clean up every single one of those Red Bulls. Yeah. Put them right back on the shelf. Yeah. Or you're going to get the hell out of here before I call the cops.
Yeah.
Like, you're lucky I came into work today.
Yeah. That's true.
James
was in a bad spot.
He was
out
in a
there.
Very bad spot. Nothing to lose kind of guy.
No, right? He really was. Yeah. Yeah. James thought about pouring gas all over himself. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of bad thoughts.
Since he said swan diving out of his upper floor window.
He said he woke up every day and considered it.
Yes.
I sat in my bed and I contemplated.
Should this be the day?
Should I go and get in the shower or should I just jump out of the window? I don't think a single person in this house is going to give a crap.
Jesus.
Nobody at the gas station is going to care. I got a career that's going nowhere right now. I left a flourishing career in radio in Detroit to come out here and now nobody cares. Nobody cares that I used to talk to people at the Twilight premiere.
You're in a safe place now. Things are better.
Nobody cared that I went into Target in a Speedo.
No,
they didn't.
This is Arizona now. Nobody gives a crap.
Well, you're out, James.
Yes, thank God. Things are better.
Do you know that when I was in Detroit, I went into a Target in a Speedo?
Yeah, no, that's what I'd be like. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Juwan banned in Walmart.
Pick that along. You know what? Once I went to a station-sponsored concert, my date was a furry. A gay furry. You get the hots for me.
That's true.
I was somebody before.
I shave his pubes for concert tickets.
Yeah, and then I put him on his head with gel.
Yep.
I called it a pube toupee. People laughed at it. They thought it was hilarious. Yep. Now I clean toilets.
Would you like a slushy?
Can I interest you in a 99-cent hot dog on the roller grill? They're half off because they've been sitting there for about 8 hours.
Oh, James.
Need some mustard?
Poor James. The days of James.
Oh.
Mitchell is with us. Your buddy saw some stuff as a gas station clerk too, right?
Yeah. He used to work at one of those Kroger gas stations. And he used to say the average grade graduated was probably maybe fourth. And the average age of the person was about 30. But he said the craziest thing he saw was a guy and his wife, I assume, or a couple, drove up to the gas station, got out in her underwear, and they were nothing but their underwear, and just started filling up trash cans full of gas.
So a couple only in their underwear were filling up trash cans right full of gas.
That's somebody watches Always Sunny in Philadelphia too many times.
Then they would load them, then they would load them into their car. He was in, like, one of those, it didn't have, like, a actual store, it's just one of those, like, almost bunker looking things in the center. He said he just pretty much hid out in the back and just didn't come out.
Oh, didn't say anything. No, what are you going to do?
No, you just groundhog that.
I don't believe that's an approved container for transferring fuel.
It's not, but you know what happens? You know, if you spend enough money inside Kroger, you get that sweet discount. And there are sometimes you'll get, I don't know what it is, but if you're allowed like 40 gallons of gas at that price, well, your car's like full at half.
Right.
So like, they will try and fill, like they'll bring the gas home.
That's crazy.
But this is exactly what happened in an episode of Always Sunny.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
They got gas really cheap. They knew gas was going up, so they were just pumping gas into garbage cans.
They're transporting.
They could try to sell it when the price went up.
Were they in their underwear?
I don't know about their. I don't think they were in their underwear, but
no,
that was probably just a safety precaution, and I could guess.
Yeah, that's even more terrifying. Those little bunkers, as he was saying, it's not stores. It's literally like a one person booth.
Yeah,
that they sit in at those smaller gas stations, and you're just there.
That's crazy.
That'd be pretty terrifying at times, I assume.
Listen,
ones you can't even understand them usually.
Oh yeah, I was there and I saw someone do it where they were pumping their gas and they got on the phone and called somebody. And they were like, get here. I got another 15 gallons or whatever. And then they're, oh, my God, waited for the car to pull up.
Really?
Someone says, I want a Better Call Saul-like show about James's time in Arizona. We can call it Who Blames James?
Good idea.
Who Blames
James?
Oh, it'd be the darkest, most hilarious show on TV.
So dark. Super dark. You'd need some comedians that have gone through some stuff.
Dude, I remember one guy. So there's a dude doing a beer run at the store. So this kid's got like he's got 230 packs of beer, and he like sticks his tongue out at me as he walks out. And the guy's like, "Aren't you gonna do something about it?" I'm like, "No, not really. I'm just gonna call the cops." He's like, "You're not gonna chase him down and go get your beer?" I'm like, "Well, it's not my beer. We're not allowed to." And he's like, "Well, what if I just walked out with the stuff that I have?" And I was like, "Well, if you really want to, you can, but you're just going to have to make me do more paperwork." And then I think he felt bad. He just paid for the stuff and left. He didn't say another word to me.
Because that's a broken man.
Yeah, he was just like, Jesus, you really don't care.
He was so broken.
I was like, dude, if you want to leave with that stuff, go ahead, but just know I'll have to do more paperwork. I appreciate it if you did it.
Who are you, James?
So people wouldn't steal from you because they felt sorry.
Yeah. I guilted them into not stealing.
Like,
I was just
guy.
A sad, pathetic gas station employee.
They buy like a Mountain Dew and a bag of Doritos, and then they give him like a $5 tip. Like, no, you take it, man. Like, take it.
I have to wear a denim button up with the logo of the gas station on my shirt right now. I don't really care what you do. I'm wearing a denim button up. Yeah. Okay.
A circle on it.
It's Arizona, okay? It's hot outside, and I'm in a denim button up. Over 100 degrees outside. And I have tattoos, so it's long sleeves.
Yeah, long sleeves.
You think I give a crap if you steal a Snickers bar and a 20 ounce Coke?
It's not James's 20 ounce Coke.
It's not.
Belongs to the gas station.
Well, you can do it. I'm just going to do some more paperwork.
If you'd have known, you could have just played the Taxi theme song the whole time in the gas station.
People would have
really thought you were not. Yeah. Did you go in this gas station?
There's a dude in a denim button up in there. It's 100 degrees. He's broken.
He's broken, but he's happy somehow. He's playing the Taxi theme over and over.
You know what my armpit stains look like in Arizona in a denim button up?
I can't even imagine.
I look like the biggest weirdo on the planet.
James.
I'm a sad guy with the sweatiest armpits and a denim blue button up.
You couldn't reach for Top Shelf.
No.
Because
I'd have to turn around and be like, hey, look over there. Grab stuff. I'm 6'2" and I'm stepping on a step stool to get stuff off the Top Shelf so my arms aren't lifted
like
up above my head.
Yeah.
T-Rex. T-Rex. You only move so much. Let me get that for you.
The Juggalo guys that worked for me were in better moods because they were high every day they came in.
Oh, James.
Oh, man.
Again, you're in a safe place now.
Well, yes, thank you, Dave. My savior.
You're out. You're good. And you're, not wearing a denim shirt.
No, I get to wear t-shirts to work. Thank God.
We got you out of that denim shirt.
I just
got
to work on the armpit sweat thing. Now it's just t-shirts.
Oh, God. All right, we're going to take a break here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. When we come back in just a moment, there's a great birthday gift for James. We'll get him a Dave and Chuck the Freak long sleeve denim shirt.
Denim button up.
Maybe wear it to all the events, station events.
That'd be impressive.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
God, it would so be crushing
if live my in Missouri.
Well, that one.
That's number one.
Number one. Number two, my wife's a jail nurse and she falls for an inmate.
They're so much cooler, you know? They're
bad boys.
Bad boys with big dongers.
And then what sucks even worse, she kills me to be with him.
Oh, she killed you.
Jeez.
That's exactly what they're alleging happened. A Missouri jail nurse poisoned her husband and set their house on fire, all because she wanted to get rid of him and marry a prison inmate. The story from ABC News. Let's take a listen in.
Murray was a nurse at the Jefferson City Correctional Center. According to a probable cause statement, she had a romantic relationship with an inmate. In recorded phone conversations, Amy Murray told the inmate, Eugene Claypool, she didn't want to be married anymore. Investigators found Amy Murray and Claypool talked about having a life now that her husband was deceased and out of the picture. In December, authorities responded to a house fire on Janice Drive in Iberia. Joshua Murray, Amy's husband, was found dead inside the home. Documents state Amy Murray allegedly started the fire, then left the home with her 11-year-old son and dogs. Miller County Sheriff Louis Gregory says officials didn't believe Joshua died from the fire.
It looks suspicious. The sheriff's office detectives came in with the fire marshal's office, started investigating it, and continued from there. And basically what held us up, we were waiting for the autopsy report.
Joshua Murray's autopsy showed he died of poisoning from a chemical often found in antifreeze. Amy Murray was a nurse at the Jefferson City Correctional Center.
Thank you for that.
The worst.
But yeah, that's so common. That's what that escaping Dannemora is all about.
That's all I can see is that lady getting railed.
She wanted to kill her husband. She thought about it, but she didn't go through with it.
What's amazing is you can just ask us. We'll leave.
That's it. Yeah. Just tell me to go.
Just ask
tell
us.
Tell me you fell in love with some prison inmate. I'm out.
Like, yeah, we'll be
prison Israeli.
Amazing. I'm out. I'll leave. Go.
You're so gross. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
Andy, did you ever finish that?
No, I couldn't.
Because of the ugly sex?
Yes, the ugly sex.
It just, like, it wasn't because of that. Like,
yes,
I just,
that's
like,
what it was. Admit it.
It just, like,
ugly sex.
I wasn't ready for that scene, and then that happened, and then I just, like, got caught up in other stuff, but I need to watch it. Need to watch it.
I think it was Andy. Ugly sex that turned you off of that.
I just was, like, I was eating, and, like, I turned this on because Lisa, and it's this lady in an art class just getting bent over and just taken to.
I wonder if there's clips out there.
It's like the worst. Probably
you think
is.
The clip is out there?
What's this show called again?
I'll probably
Escaping
never watch
Dannemora.
It.
It's the true story of the.
It's super good, though. I know I need to watch it, but that wasn't like.
Scene.
That just got me off it That's for the first day, and I never went back.
Because Shameless was the same thing for you. There was some.
Yeah, dongers, and then that was it.
I was like, too many dicks, and I'm out.
I knew that you stopped watching it.
That's funny. I will. I promise you, Lisa, I will.
You don't have to.
No, I promise. I will.
It's okay.
No. I'll never.
It's not okay.
Never.
It's really good.
But yeah, like.
The acting is really good.
Believe it or not, it's not.
No. They're really protecting it.
Out there. You can't find it anywhere.
No.
I want everybody to see it. It is.
I want to see what sex scene was so bad it stopped you watching the show. That's what
well,
I want to see.
There's no one attractive on the show.
Oh, there isn't.
Right here.
Like, there's.
It's on Pornhub.
Oh.
Perfect.
Oh, well, we can.
Whoa. Oh,
Jesus, Pornhub?
you gotta, like, let me know it's.
Oh, God!
I probably can't.
I'm on the wrong one.
Patricia Arquette is the one getting
this? Yes.
Yeah.
She plays Tilly.
I don't like her at all. Mm-hmm.
I don't like her at all.
Just wait.
God.
Oh, boy.
This is the sex.
You can't play it. Don't
I'm not playing it. I'm not playing it.
Oh, my God. Because what she says. She says some really bad things.
Oh, now she's super dirty?
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, I don't know if I can watch it with you guys.
Yeah, you got to watch it with us.
Oh, it's like someone else I know that's not good looking.
Yep. That's a... It's the same thing, dude.
That's exactly it.
That's we're all on the same page. That's what I thought the second this started.
That's all I could see.
Oh, my God. That's all I see. That's all I see.
They uglied her up a lot. I don't
not much.
Oh, not too much. She's
you
not
know, I think she's okay. I mean, when she was younger.
When she was younger.
When she was younger,
but now.
Even on.
Not like that.
Even on Boardwalk Empire, not great.
This isn't even the rough part yet.
Oh, this
it
isn't
gets
even.
Rougher.
She gained weight for this role.
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
They put like dark contacts in
and
her
she
eyes.
Has like.
And they messed up her
grandmother's glasses.
So she's saying real dirty stuff to him right now.
I was just like.
You were eating? What were you eating?
I think I was eating some kind of chip. Like if I really you might have to hypnotize me to go back in the moment.
Jeez, what is she saying?
What's happening?
Oh,
what's she saying?
So bad.
Is he?
They don't really show anything. I mean,
no. There was the one though where she was getting bent over. That's not it.
Yeah,
this is this with him. One? Was it with the
just
sweat
like,
guy?
It's just like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Sorry.
I know. It's just.
Of course, it's on.
What you were saying?
Just
the same.
She also had sex with. What's the other guy's name?
Is it Benicio del Toro?
Yeah, she had sex with him.
Yeah, see, I didn't make it to that.
No, that's a different one.
That's the one right there.
Oh, boy, yep, there it is.
This is the one. This is the one.
This is the one that changed the show for Andy.
This is the one that made me put my chips down.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy,
oh, goodness.
Yeah.
That's a lot of man ass.
Yeah.
That's a lot of man
ass. Oh, she just spit on her hand.
Oh, on her big butt.
Oh man, Lisa, what are you watching?
Lisa,
really
good.
Let him jiggle, not good.
Lisa watches dirtier porn than I do.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Imagine
just flouncing and bouncing,
shooting this scene.
He's finished.
Well,
no, he could only have sex with her that way. Really, usually she made him.
Turn around.
Look, yeah.
He didn't want to.
But he did not want to.
No.
They were
no.
just using her to try and get the hell out of prison.
The things Dave screamed out during that were great. Her big butt! Her boobs! Her boobs are moving up to and fro! Oh, that big old butt!
Jiggling!
Oh, I get why you're out.
Her big old butt! Oh,
her boobs!
Oh, you guys are so close-minded.
I can't watch a TV show because
it's so crazy.
Bad sex scene in it.
I was watching it, and then that happened, and it wasn't like because I was just like, "Oh, I can't deal with this right now." And then I never got back into it.
Deal with this right now.
Even like it's just crazy because usually they use like a sex scene to keep you. Interested, like
well, but this is like a true story.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like she's real gross, and then fell in love with those guys, and it's a true story. So it is.
Makes it interesting.
Yeah, I do want to see it, but that was
the only sex.
It's just like the true detective sex scenes.
That with the flowers.
That one
flowers.
Is that with the second season?
Well, no, the first season.
No, the second season. The sex scene in that. Like, that made me watch the whole series, and I don't think they ever had sex again.
Oh, there was Woody Harrelson banged a chick in that True Detective, and that was, like, a good sex scene.
Oh, maybe that was it.
But then there's a bad sex scene with the guy that's, you find out the...
Yeah, no. No bad sex.
So many people are asking to see this, I'm gonna tweet it out. So you can check it out.
The miniseries on...
Her what big butt! Oh! Boobs! Go, go!
Jiggling. Jiggling.
Oh, it wasn't. Yeah, it was not a good look. Okay, so twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. If you want to see, if you don't have access to Twitter, what can you do, perverts? Just go to Pornhub and type in Patricia Arquette sex scene from Escape at Dannemora. Patricia Arquette sex scene from Escape at Dannemora. And it's the 55-second one. There you
That's
go.
Really
all the
good.
Details you need.
Yeah,
was it on HBO? Oh, Showtime.
Showtime. It was a Showtime show.
Ben Stiller directed it.
But I made it easy for you. I tweeted out the link, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck, so you can go see the sex scene that made Andy stop watching that show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Now, Andy, you've talked before about people when they do certain drugs, they can perhaps see certain things, have hallucinations.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. That would rarely happen, I believe, with marijuana.
Yeah, no, if you're doing it wrong.
It would never. It would never happen.
You're doing it wrong. Yeah,
something else is in there. Yeah,
someone sprinkled a little something in there.
Gotten into some chemicals.
Well, a pot smoking guy in Houston went to an abandoned house to smoke up and thought he was hallucinating when he saw a tiger.
Yeah, no, that's a real tiger, bud.
That ain't real, man. I'm going to touch it.
Stuffed tiger over here.
I'm getting in a cage. I told you it's fake.
Don't do it, man.
It's not real.
He's moving. He's breathing. I see him. He's sleeping.
Wait a second. Are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing?
Because, dude, this is not just a weed, man. That's a goddamn tiger there, man. I think you're going to wake him up here. Yeah, you woke him up.
I just grabbed my pants.
I bet you did, man. He's going to eat your organs.
That's what he's doing.
That's what he's done.
He's a good boy. Uh-oh. I just want to pet him.
Don't you pet him. He looks soft, though, doesn't he?
He's purring.
Yeah, that's not a purr, man. Oh. Yeah, he's ripping your back.
He seems upset.
He's ripping your back flesh. Oh,
it's all gone, huh?
Let me turn around. Let me see.
You got me by the neck.
Oh, yeah, you got you good. Yep.
Help.
I can't, man. He's a tiger. I told you not to.
Blow some smoke at him.
He's not getting high, man. I don't know what to do.
He's not.
He's not nothing. Oh, there's a lot of blood.
Oh. Gurgle. Yeah, as it turned out to be an actual tiger. And here's the story of what happened here from click2houston.com. Take a listen to, what have I done? Look out below. Get me out of here. What do I do? There we go. All right, here's the story.
Sure enough, there's a large tiger secured with a screwdriver for his cage to secure him. It wasn't locked.
That large tiger is nearly 1,000 pounds.
They say
a man called in an anonymous tip after reportedly smoking marijuana inside this home on Avenue J near 610 in Manchester in southeast Houston.
Not where you think there'd be a tiger, you know?
Officers from HPD and Houston's Bark Animal Shelter executed the search warrant yesterday.
She's pretty large, so she doesn't look underfed. She was thirsty and wasn't especially threatening. They did tranquilize her right before they transported her.
They transported her to the Bark Animal Shelter in northeast Houston to stay temporarily. But it has found a safe home to take in the beautiful feline.
It's a beautiful, beautiful animal, and we want it to live a happy, healthy life. And living in a cage is not optimal circumstances for anyone involved.
Of course, we all hope that tiger has a happy and healthy life as well. Crews will transport the animal at 8:30 this morning. A doctor could do a medical examination on her before they leave. No word right now on the investigation. Who was holding her there inside that home?
So that pot smoker called in an anonymous tip.
Yeah, man. It was not like I was smoking pot in an abandoned. I want to remain anonymous. There's a goddamn tiger in a house. I got a hunch.
Are you high right now?
No, man. I do taxes for a living or something with a tie. And I'm not high at all, but there is a.
This is 911. There could be someone with a real emergency trying to.
It's a real emergency, man. It's an emergency for that tiger. I've been telling you.
You see a tiger.
I'm looking right at a tiger. I'm not looking right at it because that would mean that I'm admitting to a crime. But what I'm saying is that I got a hunch there's a tiger in here, man. You hear it?
Sound effect.
Let me put the tiger on the phone here, man. See? Oh, is he? I got my fingers there.
Yes, we'll be there. We'll be right away.
All right, man. I'm out of here.
Get out.
Yeah, well, thankfully, no one was injured.
Yeah.
All that was holding that lock in was a screwdriver.
Yeah.
And with a 1,000-pound tiger, I feel like if he wanted to get out, he could have easily.
What kind of scumbag had the tiger?
Yeah, that's exactly
Don't
what
a
I was
lot
thinking.
Of drug dealers tend to have exotic animals?
There are some, and I would say that the ultimate in protective animal.
It's a
would
tiger,
be it.
But you couldn't even get to your own stash if you had a tiger.
That's the problem. It's, you know, mind you, I watch these crazy, I know it's weird, but like there's like crazy videos on Instagram of these dudes like in Abu Dhabi and stuff like that, that have like tigers that they're just walking around with. Like they'll be in a room, like five guys in there, and there's a tiger like walking around, guys like wrestling around with it.
Kind of have to mess
with like they're,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they really did, but every once in a while it does decide to get somebody.
Every once in a while it eats all our organs out of our bodies.
Yeah. I just watched one where like they were messing around with one and it was friends with one of the guys, but then it didn't like another one of them and he started running and it.
Oh, yeah. Got him?
It got him. It didn't hurt him, but it got him.
It reminded him he's a tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not the most ideal thing for a drug dealer to have, I think, is a tiger.
No. Maybe not.
But it does say you're a baller, kind of, right? Yeah. Like you got a tiger.
Well, yeah. It's right out of Grandma's Boy.
Yeah.
Movie.
Whatever that is.
Come on. You ever see Grandma's Boy?
No. No.
New James would not.
He just sit you guys down and give you an education.
We didn't have a movie night.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Remember we got that email from a dude the other day, and a woman approached him in the grocery store and asked him where to find the cucumbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And then asked him if she should buy small or large cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He emailed us wondering, was she hitting on me? Was she trying to pick me up? Was this some sort of sex innuendo that I wasn't aware of?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Maybe not. We didn't really ever get to the bottom of what it meant, but people do go to grocery stores to find hookups, and they say if you're doing that, the best place to do it is the booze aisle. The spot you're most likely to meet someone in a grocery store for a date is the beer, wine, and liquor aisle.
Hello, booze hound.
I see you're an alcoholic.
Welcome.
I see you're an alcoholic.
Cut of your
I'm looking for a good alcoholic. Mm. Is that you, madam? You hanging out in this booze aisle quite a while.
I see. Parallel lifestyles.
Yeah.
Bottom shelf vodka.
Mm.
Nice.
The produce section is next, and we've heard that before for some reason. I don't know why. And the checkout line. They're the top three places for you. If you're flirting in a grocery store, that's where you want to head.
Well, one of them... Well, really, two are all about the fact that you're stuck there for a while, and one is booze. So just the one is just you've got booze in common, and then the other ones, if you're waiting for...
To pay,
you know.
Are you taking your time going through the produce section?
Sounds like
I guess that
old school.
Oh, I guess I always put the meat area in that, too, and I guess it's not true, huh?
No.
I find that I don't think anybody wants me to ever talk to them at a grocery store.
People are not even, they hardly go to the grocery store anymore.
Right.
They're still like crawling. Yeah, they're still crawling with people.
But
though.
There won't be. I mean, it's like a dying thing. Like a lot of people don't go, especially younger people.
If you want an old lady, you can find one there.
Oh, you get sure tons of old ladies there. I could kill it.
Clean it up.
So what are the ways that each sex tries to lure someone in a grocery store? For guys, it's, hey, I can't find something. Do you know where it is? For women, like we mentioned when we talked about it, is, hey, can you help me reach this?
Right.
Now, again, it could be just a woman asking you to get something and they're not trying to pick you up. So,
right.
Well, I feel like if they keep talking to you, that's the giveaway.
I don't think people randomly meet like that anymore.
No.
Why bother?
It's just like you go to the place where you do that. Tinder.
Yeah, you just go on Tinder and ask to have sex.
You don't need to go to a grocery store and meet someone.
And just hang around the booze aisle.
Yeah.
Just waiting here.
You got this rum? No, I'm sorry.
You're super creepy.
I know.
I got to go.
Yeah, that someone. Yeah, I guess there's certain grocery stores where it's known for it more.
Mm.
Yeah. That's the last thing. I mean, I'm different. I mean, I'm married. I'm not thinking about picking up people, but right. It would be the last thing on my mind that someone would be trying to pick me up at a grocery store.
I don't see like tons of like just attractive single women walking around. Usually they're like with their meathead boyfriend and they're looking at quinoa together or whatever.
Mm.
Or it's moms. Or,
it's like, moms and old ladies squeezing fruit.
Yeah, like I feel like I could go anywhere now. I'm not the object of anyone's real desire. You know, there's a chance when you're like a 25-year-old guy that maybe something. This kind of stuff might happen for you.
But yeah, it's outside of my realm.
I'm just like someone's dad now.
Like when I see an attractive girl at the store, my automatic reaction is to try to make her know that I'm not trying to creep her out and follow her. So I'm just like,
avoid her.
Yeah, I like go opposite. I go in aisles. I've got no business. I'm looking at a clock that looks like a Michigan. I'm looking like at a Michigan clock so she feels comfortable and safe.
Yeah, I probably do that too.
You know what I mean?
I probably go out of my way to appear not like a creep.
Yeah, that's what that's my whole tactic.
Hmm.
I'm like, attractive woman by herself. Well, I should go the opposite way.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the people that I help get stuff off the shelves, I don't like start a conversation with them or anything. No, like, there you go, have a good day.
I never go to stores, ever.
I just go to the one grocery store to get food.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I went.
Colin, your grandma and grandpa met at a grocery store.
Mm,
oh, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
The year was 1919. People bought groceries.
Do you know how it happened? I mean, was it the booze aisle or?
Yeah, penis.
Penis.
By the way, so I guess apparently what happened is they, like, crashed carts or something. This is what I was told, but they just, like, crashed carts into each other, and then they got into an argument, and then ended up somehow out of that going on a date or something.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, so that's what you do, intentionally ram someone. That's not a bad plan, Dave.
Yeah, your grandpa was probably a player, right?
Why don't you watch yourself? God damn it, woman. See, this is why you shouldn't drive.
You came out of nowhere.
Can't even push a cart.
I like the way you yell at me.
Want to get married?
Yeah.
All right.
And there you go. A beautiful tale. Angela, you met your guy in the grocery store.
I did.
Who made the first move?
I made the first move. I'm actually a ship shopper, and I was in the store and couldn't reach something, and it was yogurt. And then I asked if I could borrow his height, and he grabbed it for me, and then the rest is history.
Yeah, wow. I guess if you're a shopper, your chances of meeting someone are, it's your job. So.
Now, much higher.
Yeah, for sure. You're there all the time. Yeah. Now, did you specifically target him because you were attracted to him, or he just happened to be the guy closest to you?
Well, I had noticed him in the store earlier and was like, wow, that guy's really hot. And then
he's a hot guy.
I just said to myself, right, the next guy that comes around the corner, that's who I'm asking. And it happened to be him. Yes. And then I followed him to the checkout and thanked him again at the checkout. And then I went like 2 months and then I ran into him at actually a different Meijer. And realized that it was the same guy and struck up a conversation and asked him out to coffee, and that was it.
Mm. So just a crazy coincidence.
Just a crazy coincidence that started in the yogurt section at Meijer.
All right. Thanks for calling, Angela. Yeah, good day. Oh,
check the whole thing.
This person said, I was at a CVS the other day, and I was in the personal aisle. And a guy asked me which lubricant I thought was best.
That's bold.
All right.
That's what I think, too. Way more pervert than pickup.
Yeah, what do you prefer on your holes?
Coconut oil?
Nice, fella.
What do you prefer on your holes?
You want to go get coffee?
I'd love that. I was hoping you'd ask.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome.
Let's go. No, that's total. If a guy approaches you in the personal aisle, don't you think that's way more pervert than pickup?
For sure.
Yeah.
At the ice fishing thing that I went to, we were in the middle of the store, and it was a whole group of just dudes. So someone requested wipes, and it wasn't me, but someone requested wipes.
Butt wipes?
Yeah, just or like body wipes, and you know, because there wasn't a lot of showers going on. It was like just a cleanup. And so me and this other guy are shopping, and there's just old ladies.
Yeah.
And we couldn't find them. This place was all messed up. Like nothing. We found one set of wipes, but no other wipes were with it. So we had to ask one of these ladies. And I was like, well, I'll get out of here. You go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was like, I felt like a weirdo. Yeah. Because we were in that like weird. She was like, I'm just looking for female products. Or whatever. I don't know what she was looking for. I don't know. But like, I mean, she didn't need female products. But she was in that area. That was where we were. And it was like,
oh, that's uncomfortable.
We probably look like two gay dads,
right?
With like a adopted newborn.
So there I was looking for vaginal dryness medication.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I was like, dude, I'm going to go to the fishing section. I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, you don't need to be looking for wipes with another dude.
We need personal wipes. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. That's exactly the question.
Do you know where the manly wipes are?
Oh, you need them for your parts.
Yeah. Mike. Hey, Mike, you met your wife at a grocery store.
Hey, yeah. About 10 years ago, we met at work, actually. We're both working in the same store, and I actually hit on her at the soup section, and she texted me saying she wasn't old enough to go to the bar to watch the Red Wings, and then a month later, I asked her again, and we, you know, hung out, and now we're married 8 years, and so, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Beautiful tale of soup.
Yeah.
You always have the soup aisle.
You will.
James told me, though, that there was every once in a while there'd be, like, a hot chick that worked at the supermarket.
Yeah, occasionally the hot chicks would start working at the grocery stores, and then all the ugly guys like me would start hitting on her, and then they quit. Guess what? They found a better paying job at the restaurant down the street as a server or a bartender.
Yeah.
Make a lot more money there, right?
I tried to impress all the chicks with how many carts I could push in. Like, the rule is you're only supposed to do 10 carts at once. I do 37. Also, no cart rope.
Yo, wow.
Impressive.
I don't really follow the rules.
Yeah.
I'm a rebel, Melissa. You want to come out in the parking lot and push carts with me? You might get into trouble.
Wow. You're like the James Dean of the grocery store.
I thought I was.
Yeah.
Then you find out she's already banging the guy back in electronics.
Oh, yeah. That's why there's not a lot of hot chicks working at the grocery store.
Yeah, they can't.
Because all the other guys.
It's me and all the special guys that are pushing carts or hitting on the chick.
Every Napoleon Dynamite that works there.
Yeah.
Is taking their
about
run.
Their pet snails and got some that are eating cans of frosting for lunch.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Oh, ladies,
poor ladies.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.